Seated at the outermost edge of his camp, away from the horde, Ferrago outlined his plan to Klitsch and the four creatures he had selected as captains.
Siege. Nomad charges, paw-to-paw battles, or out-and-out fighting. A siege is the thing that will conquer the mountain. Sooner or later, the badger and his hares will run out of arrows, spears, javelins, and boulders. I have him bottled up inside his mountain. He cannot leave. We have superior numbers and time on our side. No beast is coming to his rescue. All we have to do is snipe from safety and wait him out. Now, there is one question. Can any beast guess what it is?
Food and water,
Klitsch answered. Ferrago chuckled at his son's quickness.
Right. Someday you may turn out half as clever as your father. Food and drink. How much have they got and how long will it last them? That's the question.
Crab Eyes was an ex-sea rat. His eyes shifted constantly, never staying still. He held up a paw.
Master, they might have victuals enough to last them for seasons to come. Admitted, they can't get out why we've got them surrounded, but if they have enough food and drink, they could stay snug in there forever.
Badtooth, a large, fat stoat, agreed with him.
Crab Eyes is right, Master. If they have enough supplies, we could die of old age waiting out here on this shore.
Ferrago pawed at the gold medal on his neck. His blue eyes shone happily as he unfolded his masterstroke.
But we won't die of old age. Neither will Earthstripe and his fighters. They will die pretty soon now of something else.
There was a sharp intake of breath from Klitsch and the four captains as the shadow of Farron fell across them. Hurriedly they moved aside to make room for him, each one shivering with fear as he passed them. Farron chose his own place, directly in front of the assassin. Blue eyes met amber ones as they faced each other. Ferrago smiled ingratiatingly.
Well, well, the poisoner meets the assassin. What a combination. But we have worked together in the past, Farron, and I have always rewarded you well, have I not?
The black fox merely nodded once in acknowledgement. Ferrago averted his eyes, knowing the danger in Farron's constant stare. He took out his skinning knife and whetted it slowly against a rock, speaking as he did.
Friend Farron, if I were to launch a nighttime attack on the mountain, could you slip through the lines and find the way in?
Farron nodded once. That was enough for Ferrago.
Good. Once you were inside, it would be up to you to find the food and drinking water. I imagine that the mountain will be a honeycomb of passages and side cuts. But you could find the larders no matter how many chambers and corridors you had to explore, eh, Farron? When you do, I want everything eatable or drinkable to be poisoned with your most deadly fluids. No creature is to be left alive in Salamandastron.
Farron nodded, then held out a paw. Ferrago understood. Standing alongside the poisoner, he drew close to his ear and whispered in a voice so low that none of the others heard.
Your fee is half the badger's treasure. Is it a bargain?
Farron's nod was final. The pact was sealed. He gave Ferrago one long last glance, then padded off silently. There was a loud sigh of relief when he'd gone. Ferrago turned to the others.
Now, do you think my plan will work?
They all nodded agreement, even Klitsch. Ferrago sheathed his skinning knife.
Then tonight is the night. Here is what you must do.